Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
Time now for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. Randy, the latest numbers on employment, both nationally and locally, have shown continued improvement, but you say a remaining issue has been stagnant wages.
Yes, I want to talk about that in a moment, Beth. There's an interesting dichotomy going on there, but perhaps some movement finally. But let's review real briefly what happened last Friday with the monthly unemployment rate from the federal government. As the numbers came out, it showed that U.S. employers added 201,000 jobs in August. That was a stronger number than predicted by the analysts. The unemployment rate remained at a very low 3.9%. Companies are asking their part-time workers, for example, to work more hours, which has the effect of increasing their weekly pay. That's what Marty Musi told me. He is the CEO of Paychex. They put out a monthly report on the job picture every month. The August report came out last week. It shows while there was a decrease in the rate of job growth, weekly hours worked by employees are on the rise. And Musi says this is not surprising because a lot of small businesses are having difficulty filling jobs.
The difficulty right now is in this almost full employment job market. Small businesses in particular are having a hard time finding the workers that they need for their positions that are open. So they're really, we're seeing more hours worked, about 0.5% more hours worked over last year.
Musi says in general, the small business customers they speak with are generally optimistic about business prospects right now.
They definitely have the positions open and they're feeling good. The optimism is near all-time highs for small businesses. So that's all good news, and there's good consumer confidence. It's just finding the right people.
The Paychex survey does show the hourly wages for August among the small business owners they talked to was at about 2.2%. But in that national jobs report that was out last week, we did see some signs hourly wages finally seeing some growth. They ticked up to 2.9%. That was up nearly a half point for the month of August. Charter Communications, corporate name for Spectrum Cable and Internet Services, is launching a mobile phone service in various markets, including in Western New York. The network, which uses Spectrum Wi-Fi hotspots in combination with the Verizon network, had been testing a soft launch earlier this summer. Charter Spectrum's mobile launch follows another big cable company, Comcast. They launched their Xfinity mobile service early last year, both of them using the Verizon network. Alfred University recently announcing it has expanded its Startup New York zone to a facility owned by a nonprofit corporation at Metro Park in Rochester, the company called Ahead Energy. They're involved in developing clean energy technologies. Startup New York helps new and expanding businesses with tax-based incentives and academic partnerships. You may remember there was some controversy with that over the last couple of years over just how many jobs are being created. Alfred University officials say that extending the Startup New York zone will help use its strengths in technical ceramics and glass and other technologies. They expect this facility will attract interest from other startup as well as established businesses. Core Life Eatery, the chain that caters to an active lifestyle, focusing on a variety of greens, grains, and broth-based dishes. Sounds like something that Beth Adams would probably visit.
I'm nodding my head,
I can see that. I can see it right now. They soon will have about a dozen restaurants in New York State. They were founded in New York, and the latest one is in our area in Brighton. That's Elmwood Avenue near Winton Road. You may remember the old bagel bin area there near the old post office. So they're opening up there very shortly. Core Life Eatery also has offices in Greece, Webster, and in Henrietta. And IEC Electronics announcing the appointment of Thomas Barbato as Senior Vice President, also Chief Financial Officer. Barbato had a 23-year career at Xerox. He held a variety of high-level finance and operational positions, including serving as Vice President of Finance for their North America Operations Pricing and Contracting business. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.